All right, we are debuting a new game, Esmeralda.
We are.
The cat. What the hell was that?
That's our fans cheering
was that
us on.
That was a cat. The cat's outside. Yay. We're debuting a new game. We ran out of pop-up video questions, so we've got a new game, and it's called For the Record. But look, can you see who's going to still do the thing with us, everything? It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Skip.
How's it going?
Good. We're excited about the new game.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I see you have a new suit on.
Well, you know, Esmeralda, I try to look good for you.
Oh, I'm blushing.
I mean, yeah. I know it's radio and only you, Nick, the cats, and Dave can see me,
right.
But, you know.
Yeah. Well, those cats care.
The cats care.
And they
the cats
will
are ready.
Fight
they're,
you.
They're ready. The cats are ready. So this game is called For the Record, and it's essentially just trivia questions in a few different categories, right?
That is correct. And our categories are the 80s, mm-hmm. the 90s, real name, you're on stage, one hit wonder, and mosh pit.
Oh.
So we'll each get a question in each of those categories, and whoever has the mm-hmm. most correct mm-hmm. at the end wins $1 trillion.
Whoa.
That's right.
The stakes have been raised.
They have been raised.
I think.
Yeah.
It's $1 trillion more than the other ones.
I think. So that's how it works. And then at some point, it's at Skip's discretion.
Mm-hmm.
He will ask us to sing a verse of one of the songs.
Ah, okay.
Okay?
All right.
In addition to answering whatever question we have about that song. All right. Hope people aren't too confused, but it's For the Record.
Well, they'll hear it.
Yeah. It's trivia questions.
They'll forget. It's not rocket
it's
science.
It's trivia questions that at one point we have to sing. That's the and the cats go nuts. So, shall we begin?
We shall begin.
Okay.
We shall begin with you, Mr. DiGilio.
Oh, no.
And just because, we'll have you also sing this card.
Okay.
In 1985, what group had a big hit with All I Need Is a Miracle?
Now, these are all multiple choice.
All multiple choice.
But if you don't need the multiple choice, maybe you can just answer it. I don't need the multiple choice. It's Mike and the Mechanics.
That is correct.
And the song is... all I need is a miracle. All I need is you. All I need is a miracle. And that's the only thing to do. All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. There you go.
Song's a jam.
Wow, I thought they were here.
Mike and his Mechanics?
Yeah. Fixing a car
that's
in the corner.
That's Mike Rutherford from Genesis, by the way. That's his.
Oh, really?
That's his solo band, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now Esmeralda, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda from the category the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
What Police song did Puff Daddy borrow from for his tribute to Notorious B.I.G. with I'll Be Missing You? Was it Every Breath You Take, Roxanne, King of Pain, or Wrapped Around Your Finger?
Every Breath You Take.
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah. I remember getting a phone call from one of my friends when Sting came out to sing with Puff Daddy at the mm-hmm. VMAs, and my friends called up and said, "You still backing Sting? You still backing Sting? You see what he's doing right now?"
Like, did they just call you every time?
Every time Sting did something stupid, my phone would ring, and it would be my friends who clearly thought that I shouldn't like Sting anymore.
Right.
And I was like, look, I can't defend what he's doing on stage with Puffy right now. So, no. But I still like him, so shut up.
Did they call you when that album came out with him and Shaggy?
No, but
what?
Jim Ryan sent me an email.
Okay.
Because
so someone's
was like,
taking
oh,
it
yeah, 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 no, because when Shaggy was like, what the hell are these guys doing together? And I don't have that record. I actually, it's one of the few Sting recordings that I did not download or have. Mm. So
I heard the one song. It wasn't terrible.
Sting rules.
Whatever. It's Sting.
All right, now what?
The category is real name.
Real name.
Yes. What is the country rock artist Hank Williams Jr. birth name? Is it Henry Lee Williams Jr., Randall Hank Williams, Alyosius Henry Williams Jr.,
ooh,
or Hiram Walker Williams II?
Oh.
So again, your question is, what is country rock artist Hank Williams Jr.'s birth name? Henry Lee Williams Jr., Randall Hank Williams, Alyosha's Henry William Jr., Hiram Walker Williams II.
I'm going to go with B.
That is correct. Randall Hank Williams.
Yeah. Oh, my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. That's the Monday Night Football. He did the Monday Night Football.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Right, Skip?
That is correct.
He did the Monday Night Football theme.
Yes.
I thought you were trying to do some sort of rowdy.
No, that was my Hank Williams Jr. Rowdy.
I thought he looked then.
Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Whatever. Yeah, like a mix of that. I don't know why.
Rowdy Roddy Piper? You thought
because
that.
Because of the Randall bit. Because of the guy's. Right? It was Randall? That's his first name?
Who?
Hank Williams.
Yes.
So I don't know why.
All right. I don't know what's happening now.
A connection there of Randall and Rowdy.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper. All right. There's alliteration. I can give you that.
That might have been
two stars joined at the hip.
That's where my brain
one of
went.
The greatest duos of all time.
Rowdy Roddy Piper and Randall Hank Williams.
He was his hype man.
All right.
What female star, Esmeralda?
What category is this?
You're on stage, Esmeralda.
You're on stage, Esmeralda.
What female star won the Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year in both 1989 and 1990? Was it Reba McEntire, Shania Twain, Kathy Mattea, or Bev Herr? Go ahead.
I'm going to say Reba.
That is incorrect.
Who was it?
Kathy Mattea.
You know, there was a time when Kathy Mattea. There was about a 4 minute stretch where Kathy Mattea. Well, it was 89 and 90. Obviously.
She won two awards.
It was 1989 and 90. All right, what's next?
One hit wonder is the category.
Oh, no.
Who had their lone hit in 1987 with C'est la vie?
Robbie Neville.
That is correct. Robbie Neville.
Really?
I love that song.
Oh, boy.
I love that song. You're familiar with Robbie Neville?
No.
He's got some hair.
One half of the Neville brothers?
No, he's not. No.
No?
No, but there are more than two Neville brothers. So there's not half unless there are four and there's two and then two of the guys are half.
Well, no, but I'm thinking of the group.
No, he's not. No.
Isn't it just two?
No, the Neville brothers, if they're like
is
three.
There more than
yeah,
oh.
I'm pretty sure there are. I think the two main dudes, but there are more Neville brothers. There's like
who's the one with the
Aaron?
Yeah, that's right.
Aaron Neville. Well, that's the Horatio Sands imitation. Yeah. I've got to get my cocoa butter. Yeah. He's rubbing cocoa butter on his big fake arms.
The four Neville brothers are Art, Charles, Aaron, and Searle.
Oh, it's not even that one.
Well, Robbie Neville's not related to them.
Oh, really?
One, Robbie Neville is white.
Oh, all right.
So that
I don't know.
And very white. And like Skip, you should look up Robbie Neville's hair.
I just never would think that there'd be another Neville.
Well, there
is in the music world.
No, well, I know. I think it's spelled different too.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Wow. Well,
you like his hair, Skip?
It is quite spectacular. For the record, did spell it the Neville brothers way, but you are correct, Neil. It is N-E-V-I-L.
Yeah,
is the correct way.
I know way too much about Robbie Neville. This is a little scary. I think if Robbie Neville's listening right now, he's like, this is creepy. Why does this guy know anything about me?
Ooh, he's got great hair.
No, I just remember C'est la vie is really the only one.
Other Billboard 100 hits include Dominoes and What's It to You.
Oh, What's It to You. Yeah.
W-O-T-apostrophe-S.
Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah, I do remember that. It was ridiculous.
How did that C'est la vie song go?
C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
And you liked that?
I did. I loved it.
You're a fan?
I loved it. I loved that song. Yeah. I bought the album. The album sucked. But I love C'est la vie. It's a great song.
He has some great hair.
He's got ridiculously lovely hair.
It's very.
I think we may have single-handedly revived his Robbie Neville's career.
You're welcome, Robbie.
All right, we need to break here.
We have one more question.
Oh, one more question before the first half is complete.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Mosh Pit is the category, Esmeralda. Fan favorite Ice House had a top 10 hit in 1998. Their name is Australian slang for what? An insane asylum, a monastery, the principal's office, the grocer's frozen food aisle.
Principal's office.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Is it an insane asylum?
Yes.
Darn.
All right.
Is that how they, that's why they named the beer?
Yeah, because you have a few of those, and you're gonna feel like you're in an insane asylum. You know who's in an insane asylum? Robbie Neville. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh.
All right. Singing after the first c'est round, la vie. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Why well, named it Watts it to you?
Yeah, that was kind of the breaking point, because I loved C'est La Vie, and I bought the album, and then the video for What's It To You, or What's It To Me, or whatever the hell it is. I remember seeing the video going, yeah, this guy's career is done.
I would like to know what the thinking is behind spelling it W-O-T-S.
I don't know. I can't remember. Okay, after the first round, I am ahead 3-1. 3-1.
Oh.
Now, let's break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll finish up the game of For the Record. It's 2 for Tuesday. Hear me, 2 for Tuesday. And that's Tom with his request for Boomtown Rats. That's Rat Trap. Boomtown Rats making many appearances on the Kenny Everett Show.
Oh, is that why?
That's right. Kenny Everett, also a fan of Robbie Neville. No, that's not. That's not
they
the truth.
Did the Boomtown Rats and Robbie Neville do a?
No, I don't think they did.
A
duet?
Yes.
Okay.
Did they have a tech team wrestling match against Rowdy Roddy Piper?
That'd been amazing.
Hey, look who's back. Skip Skipley retired from our new game, and now this is his first retirement for the new game.
Yeah. All right.
What do you get now when you retire?
Oh, I get a bracelet.
Ooh. He's going to have them all going up his arm soon enough.
Yep.
Just one arm is all watches, the other one's going to be all bracelets.
You're going to look like 1985 circa Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we back now?
We are back now. Okay. We're running low on time. We're having so much fun. So I have to kind of breeze through these.
All right.
But Esmeralda, the category is the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
In 1986, Crush on You peaked at number 3 on the pop charts. What group had this hit? Was it the Cars, Wings, the Jets, or REO Speedwagon?
REO Speedwagon.
That is incorrect. Ugh. It is the Jets.
The Jets.
I don't know. You're looking at me like I should know that.
I don't know. I thought you would know that.
No, I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
Next question.
They only had one hit.
Okay.
So. What now? What happened?
The next question is the 90s.
Yes.
It is for you, Nick, but I'm going to choose this as Esmeralda's pick for the song.
Oh, okay. So she'll sing the song and I'll answer the question.
Yes. Esmeralda, all right. Please provide us a line or two from All for One's I Swear.
Yes! And I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there for better or worse, till death do us part. I'll something in my heart, and I swear.
Good Lord.
That was my first concert.
That was your first concert.
The Rialto Square Theater.
Dave, very impressed.
All
the cats
for one.
The cats are unbelievably happy.
That was worth the price of admission right there.
Okay. All right.
In 1994, All for One's version of I Swear hit number 1 on the Hot 100. How many weeks did it stay on top? 11 weeks, 1 week, 4 weeks, or 20 weeks?
I'll say 11.
You are correct.
It's forever in my heart.
No, that's Paula Abdul. All
right. Esmeralda, real name is the category. Mm-hmm. What is rapper Mellow Man Ace's real name?
You mean that's not his real name?
Is it Martin Bascow, John Stroman, Ulpiano Sergio Reyes, Gardano Lewis? Again, your choices are Martin
Gardano
Bascow.
Gardano Lewis.
That is incorrect.
Man.
Uli Piano was Sergio Reyes.
I was thinking of doing that one.
Mellow Man Ace.
Mellow Man. Okay.
Who's Mellow Man?
I don't know.
I'll have to look him up later.
Yeah.
He's big with Robbie Neville.
That's it.
Intriguing.
Category is you're on stage, Nick.
I'm on stage, Nick.
This artist won the 1994 Best Pop Album Grammy for Longing in Their Hearts. Who is she? Is it Bonnie Raitt, Linda Combs, Anita Baker, or Brittany Wickstrom?
Is she in 1994?
Correct. Artist won for Best Pop Album Grammy for Longing in Their Hearts. Bonnie Raitt, Linda Combs, Anita Baker, or Brittany Wickstrom?
Linda Combs.
That is incorrect. Bonnie Raitt.
That was that's a Bonnie Raitt album? Okay.
Yes. All right. Esmeralda, one-hit wonder.
Mm-hmm.
This artist only hit Baby Love, hit number 10 in 1986. Was it Regina, Wilma, Roxanne, or Betty?
Betty.
That is incorrect.
Man! man.
Regina.
Regina. All right.
Our final question final from question Mosh Pit.
Is Mosh Pit. This is the final question?
Yep.
You can't win, Esmeralda.
What Prince Charming got the heavy metal band Cinderella signed to his label, giving them their big break? Was it Bruce Springsteen, Mick Jagger, John Bon Jovi, or Billy Idol?
Who got Cinderella their break?
Yep. Which Prince Charming got the heavy metal band Cinderella signed to his label, giving them their big break? Springsteen, Jagger, Bon Jovi, or Billy Idol?
I'm going to say Bon Jovi.
You are correct.
Because it's the only hair. It's the only hair band.
Oh right.
In the yeah.
Good deductive reasoning.
That Thank you very sense. Much. All right, there's Skip, everybody, and we had that was our first For the Record, and I creamed you.
Yeah.
All right.
I would have gotten Sergio Pompeo.
That's
Reyes.
Right. Exactly. All right. All right. Go home and watch some Robbie Neville videos.
I was going to listen to Mellow Man Ace.
Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Matthew C. Hoffman's going to be here to talk about his screening of Planet of the Apes and more. But the news is coming up after this.